of the field at BayCare Ballpark. I'm Josh Sperber getting you ready for some more Florida State League baseball between the Threshers and the Tarpons. Clearwater begins today, two games out of first place in the second half. And let's see how the Tarpons, the last place team in the second half in the West, line up. Edgleen Perez makes his series debut, leading off as the catcher with Roderick Arias remaining in the two spot. Angel Ureña is the DH now, staying in the three spot for Tampa, with Juan Matthews remaining as the cleanup man. Willie Montero will bat fifth, Wilson Rodriguez sixth, Marshall Toole, Owen Cobb, and Josue Gonzalez round out the Tampa Tarpons order. They've got a 9-16 record in the second half. Giuseppe Velasquez has an 0-2 record so far, four appearances, three starts, 4.26 ERA, with 12 strikeouts in 19 innings for Big G, and he will make his second start against the Tampa Tarpons. For Marty Malloy's Clearwater Threshers, let's take a look at the defensive alignment. Elidio Fedebus moves to first base tonight with Cole Roberts at second and Juan Villavicencio as double play partner at short. Nico Puaca-Grego at the hot corner with Cody Shoji Naga doing the catching for Velasquez. Manolfi Jimenez, Dante Nori, and John Spikerman left to right in the Threshers outfield as Edgleen Perez heads up to the plate to face off against Giuseppe Velasquez. 6:35 p.m., we have the first pitch of the ball game, and it's a fastball from Velasquez for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Perez, who has 25 ribbies so far this season, but no home runs, hitting 206. Now the 0-1 from Velasquez. Slider settles into the inside corner, and the bender brings down the count, 2-0-2. The Perez, Arias, and Ureña to follow up the do-up here in the top of the first inning for the Tampa Tarpons. 0-2. Fouled away. Perez barely got a piece of the curveball, and he keeps the count at 0-2 by slapping the bender into foul ground. Still an 0-2 count to Edgleen Perez, leading off this Saturday night edition of Threshers Baseball. 0-2 the pitch as Velasquez deals. Fastball sliced foul, and it's still 0-2. Threshers won two games against the Bradenton Marauders at the start of the week. They'll be playing a doubleheader against Bradenton, I believe, on Friday of next week, with one game where the Threshers will be the home team and the other the Marauders, the home team, regularly scheduled at Lecom Park, as Perez fouls off a third straight pitch from Giuseppe Velasquez. This one a curveball on a check swing. Clearwater with a 5-0 win last night in the series opener against the Tarpons, improving them to 3-1 as the Beach Dogs. 0-2 to Perez. Low on the breaking ball, and the curve brings up the count to 1-2. Five pitches so far in the first at-bat for Velasquez. And now he's got a 1-2 count on Perez. Righty-righty matchup as Velasquez sets up from the first base side of the rubber, centers himself, and sets from the stretch. Three on the pitch clock. Now he deals. High fly ball out to center field. Dante Nori easing into right center, reaches up to make the grab for the first out in the first inning. Can of corn for Nori. Good job by Velasquez, who can certainly get the strikeout, but less than 1K per inning. He is a guy who thrives pitching to contact and inducing weak contact like that fly ball from Edgleen Perez. Now it's Roderick Arias, switch hitter, hitting lefty against the right-handed Velasquez, one of the top prospects in the New York Yankees system. First pitch is a fastball that misses outside, 1-0 the count. Arias was overtaken in terms of the Yankees' top prospect list by former first-round draft pick George Lombard Jr., who grew up playing with former Thresher Aiden Miller in South Florida. 1-0 line to shortstop, caught by Villavicencio, and that's the second out. Good piece of hitting by Arias, but Juan Villavicencio was shifted to the exact right spot on the field, and he makes that one look easy for out number two. We'll see how easy that looked for Villavicencio, just a couple steps to his right, and there's the second out. So two gone in the first, still scoreless with Angel Ureña stepping up to the plate, starting catcher last night for the Tarpons, who went 0-3. He slaps a fastball foul, and that will bring the count down to 0-1 as the heater goes out of play on the left field side. Nothing in one the count, two gone, and the base is clear in the top of the first for Ureña, who leads the Tarpons with eight home runs. 0-1 the pitch. Tap back towards the mound, picked up by Velasquez. High throw to first, but Fedebus makes the catch and touches the first base bag to end the first inning. Good start by Giuseppe Velasquez as he gets a 1-2-3 frame from the Tarpons in the top of the first. In the home half, Threshers will grab the bats when we return in a scoreless ballgame.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning, great start on defense for Clearwater, and now we'll see what the bats of the Threshers will do in the bottom of the first inning. Dante Norrie leading things off once again. John Spikerman in the two spot, and Elidio Fedebus, who tied his season high with three RBIs yesterday, hitting in the three spot. Trent Farquhar back in the DH, hitting cleanup. Cody Shoji Naga hitting fifth. Juan Villavicencio sixth, Manolfi Jimenez, Cole Roberts, and Nico Pouaca-Grego round out the Threshers' order for their skipper, Marty Malloy. Alan Facundo, the left-hander on the mound for the Tarpons. Seven scoreless innings and two starts with 11 strikeouts for Facundo since being called up from the Florida Complex League. And now here is the defense for Aaron Bossy's Tampa Tarpons. Batter made up Facundo is Edgleen Perez, Josue Gonzalez at first, Owen Cobb at second, Roderick Arias at short, and Juan Matthews over at third. Tuil Montero and Rodriguez left to right in the Tarpons outfield as the first pitch sinker is cut on and fouled by Dante Norrie for a called strike one. Norrie, four homers, 35 RBIs, and all of those homers, save for one, have come in the last couple of months. He had his first home run of his career in May against St. Lucie. 0-1 the pitch is low and in, and the sinker evens up the count at 1-1. Something even more important to note than the increased power from Dante Norrie is his batting average, which was hovering around 230 for the better part of the first 2 months of the season, now at 265 after hitting over 300 in both June and July. Slider outside, and now it's 2-1 to Dante Norrie, who's no stranger to an inflated batting average. He hit .477 in his final season at Northville High School, which ended in the school's first ever state championship. 2-2 to Norrie now as he swings and misses at the sinker from Alan Facundo. First time he is pitching against the Threshers after getting called up right around the All-Star break for the Tampa Tarpons. 2-2 the count to Norrie, first rounder, 27th overall by the Phillies in last year's draft. Now the 2-2 pitch. Norrie taps the breaking ball foul as the slider rolls back to the backstop with a count even at 2-2. Norrie, Spikerman, and Fedebus to lead off the first inning for the Threshers in a scoreless ball game. So it is a 2-2 count to Norrie, still no one out with the leadoff man at the dish. And Facundo kicks and fires. Up and in on the breaking ball. Slider fills up the count at 3-2. And Dante Norrie certainly not the guy that you want to put on base. He is 24 for 30 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Blazing speed out in center field for Norrie. Payoff pitch. Lifts this one high in the air out to shallow right field. In comes Wilson Rodriguez, who sizes this one up, camps and makes the catch for out number one. Norrie got a little bit underneath that last pitch and ends up with a flyout for the first out. John Spikerman stepping up to the plate for the Threshers. And let's take a look at the umpires in today's contest. Same umpiring crew as yesterday with Francisco Gonzalez calling the balls and strikes as well as the ABS challenges behind home plate. And Cameron Jones is tonight's bases umpire. First pitch is a ball, fastball missing to make it a 1-0 count. We get another look at the umps. Francisco Gonzalez behind the dish, and Cameron Jones, last night's home plate umpire, the bases ump here tonight. 1-0 count to John Spikerman, switch hitter hitting right-handed against the lefty Facundo as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 2-0. Spikerman, as a rehab assignment for the Threshers back in May, was the first switch hitter to join Clearwater's roster in 2025. A lot of lefties and righties well mixed in the offense, but now with Luke Davis's addition as well, Spikerman one of two switch hitters on the Threshers as he lops the sinker foul behind home plate. Keep bringing the count down to 2-1. Spikerman played two games for the Threshers back in May, went 2-for-3 with a solo home run, and unfortunately, on the run around the bases following his first career homer, he ended up getting an injured hamstring as the fastball misses outside. 3-1 the count now to Spikerman. Since that one homer, he's hit two others, driven in 8 runs so far this season for the Threshers. 3-1 count to Spikerman, third rounder out of Oklahoma. And the throw from Facundo is hammered high and deep out to center field. Willie Montero sprinting back, stops on the warning track, and makes the catch running into the center field wall for out number two. Spikerman really got a hold of that one, and a long run from Willie Montero ends up getting the second out. And that will bring up the hero from last night's game, Elidio Fedebus. Catcher last night was inches away from hitting a grand slam in the fifth inning, but I'm sure he was happy to settle for a bases-clearing 3-run double that gave the Beach Dogs a 5-0 lead, which would end up being the final score. Third win in a row for Clearwater last night as the slider dives below the zone to Elidio Fedebus, making the count 1-0. Twice now Fedebus has driven in 3 runs or more as a Thresher, once against the Tarpons at home, the other one against the Lakeland Flying Tigers earlier this month. 1-1 the count to Fedebus, swinging and missing on a 98-mile-an-hour sinker. Fastest pitch of this young first inning so far. It's about to be the 15th throw of the afternoon for Facundo, 7 of which have crossed the plate for strikes. 2 gone, the bases clear of the bottom first as Fedebus almost gets clipped by the breaking ball, and pitch number 15 for Facundo misses inside to make it 2-1. Leo Fedebus from Venezuela, signed in 2023 by the Philadelphia Phillies. Now the 2-1 pitch is outside, and the sinker brings up the count to 3-1. Another big name for the Phillies that was signed in that 2023 international signing period, Eduardo Taí, two of the three Phillies' top catching prospects signed in that 2023 class, as a 3-1 pitch to Fedebus misses outside for ball 4. Before Trent Farquhar comes up to the plate, I'll just finish the story. And another big component of that 2023 signing class with Elidio Fedebus and Eduardo Taí, Starlin Cava, who starred for the Threshers late last season before being traded this offseason for left-handed starter Jesus Lizardo. Now it's Trent Farquhar stepping up to the plate for the Threshers. Fedebus, first base runner of the ball game with 2 outs, drawing a walk off Alan Facundo. He leads as Farquhar lines a single into right field for a base hit. Fedebus will take a turn around second base as Farquhar stops at first, and he'll head to third base on the 2-out single. Farquhar with his third hit as a Thresher in this particular rehab assignment, and we'll take another look. Just a great piece of hitting, pulls the line drive down the first base line in the perfect spot to avoid the diving glove of Josue Gonzalez, and Elidio Fedebus, despite a slight hesitation at second, making it to third base easily on the single. So first hit of the game goes to Trent Farquhar, And now on back-to-back pitches, the Threshers have put runners on the corners with two outs. Fedebus on third, Farquhar on first, Shoji Naga at the dish, and Ryan Mossman, the pitching coach for the Tampa Tarpons, heading out to the mound to have a chat with Alan Facundo. Infield joins in as we'll take a look at the scoreboard in the Phillies minor league system. A doubleheader going on in High A. Jersey Shore leading game one in the middle of the fifth inning. A 3-1 lead for the Blue Claws over the Wilmington Blue Rocks. A couple of Threshers due up to start the bottom fifth. Pierce Bennett, Devin Saltavon, Aron Escobar, the trio to lead off the bottom fifth for Jersey Shore. Scoreless in Lehigh Valley, Cal Stevenson is leading off the ball game in the bottom of the first inning against the Norfolk Tides. And the Binghamton Rumble Ponies are in Reading facing the Fightin' Phils. Griff McGarry just threw the first pitch of the game, a strike in a scoreless ball game. No FCL game today, but DSL Phillies Red took down Colorado 5-4, and DSL Phillies White lost 9-7 to the DSL Marlins. That's it for the scoreboard in the Phillies system, as a sinker gets in for a strike against Cody Shoji Naga, who's now got an 0-1 count. Two walks in last night's game for Shoji Naga, including a leadoff walk that led to the first of five runs in the five-run fifth inning. Slider falls in for a strike, called 0-2 on Shoji Naga, who has now reached base safely in each of his last seven games, with an average of one walk per game since July the 8th for the 22-year-old drafted in the sixth round out of the University of Kansas. The 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, rolling over towards second base. Cobb gobbles it up. No, it goes through his glove, and it's just hit into center field. Scoring on the play is Elidio Fedebus, and Farquhar moves to third as the ball is dropped by the cutoff man as well. And that is likely going to be an error that produces the first run of the game, but thanks to the blunder at second, it's the Threshers who take the first lead of the ball game. Fedebus comes around to score, and that looked just Bill Buckner-esque, which is ironic because Owen Cobb is a second baseman, but went right through his legs on what looked like a routine ground out. So it will be an error. E4 puts Cody Shoji Naga on the bag and scores Elidio Fedebus. Runners still on the corners with two outs for Villavicencio. He swats the first pitch, fastball foul, 96 on the gun, 0-1 the count to the Threshers shortstop. Villavicencio ended his season-long on-base streak at six games in last night's win. Went 0-for-3, one homer, seven RBIs with his lone home run of the season coming 3 weeks ago here against these Tampa Tarpons. Villavicencio fouls off another sinker at 97 from Facundo, and the count's 0-2 to the Venezuelan international. Vicencio has played exclusively at short since joining the Threshers. He came to the squad before the first road or second road series against, or the first road series, I think, against the Lakeland Flying Tigers back in the end of June, as he takes a slider outside to bring the count to 1-2. 1-0 Threshers. Shoji Naga on first. Fedebus has already scored, and that has made the score 1-0. Trent Farquhar already on third. 1-2 to Villavicencio, two gone. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike three. Slider on the inside edge. First punch out for Facundo ends the first inning. But not before the Threshers get themselves on the board. They pick up their first hit and first run. Unearned run, a hit, error to left, and it's 1-0 Threshers after one.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs, presented by Veterinary Emergency Group. Beach Dog Fridays are dog friendly, and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the Baycare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at BayCare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the BayCare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
You can get all of your Threshers needs on our website. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for all of our promotions, game day scores, and ticket information. All on ThreshersBaseball.com. Giuseppe Velasquez pitching with a lead already. Top of the second inning. And the Threshers are up by one. Heart of the Tampa order after 1-2-3 first begins with Juan Matthews, who takes a fastball for a strike to start off the second, 1-0. One out to Matthews, who was also the third baseman and cleanup man in last night's loss for the Tarpons. And the curveball makes it a 1-1 count on Matthews. He went 0-2 last night, reaching on a walk back in the fifth inning of a game where the Tarpons were held to just one hit. 1-1 the pitch is hit on the ground, weakly rolling towards the first base bag. Picked up by Fedebus, races to the bag and beats Matthews for the unassisted ground out and out number one. So the one hit last night for the Tampa Tarpons beat the previous season low from the Threshers pitching staff at three. Threshers had held two different teams to three hits so far this season, including one of those games in nine innings. But one hit in the first seven innings, the fewest the Threshers have allowed in a completed game since their combined no-hitter in the second game of the 2023 season, as Willie Montero fouls off the first pitch he sees for strike number one. 0-1 the count to Willie Montero, makes his return to Tampa after beginning the season rehabbing in the Florida Complex League. And that's the curveball from Velasquez. He was the count at 1-1. Montero, the DH last night, just 0-2 with a strikeout, and he reached on a fielder's choice as well in a 5-0 Threshers victory. 1-1 the pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball by Montero, and the count drops to 1-2. Five ribbies so far for Montero, who was a Tarpon all of last season. 1-2, hit in the air, out to center field. Norris coming inward, slows up his run as he makes the call and the catch for out number two. Another easy play for Dante Norris. Haven't seen too much hard contact yet off of Giuseppe Velasquez, who has thrown 14 of his first 18 pitches over the plate for strikes. Now there's two away for Wilson Rodriguez, who made his Tarpons debut against the Threshers in Tampa back in the middle of June. Now Wilson, who has an 0-1 count on him, is hitting .238 on the season with a home run and three RBIs. 0-1 the pitch. Inside, ooh, that hits off the foot of Wilson Rodriguez. You could hear that thump from up here, but I thought that meant it hit off the dirt. And the perfect game bid is now over for Giuseppe Velasquez as the Tarpons pick up their first base runner on a hit-by-pitch with two outs in the second inning. Two gone here in the second inning to bring up Marshall Toole as we take another look just to see where that one hit Rodriguez. Yeah, right on the instep of that front foot. Just cannot feel good. Rodriguez on first base. Two outs for Marshall Toole, who grounds the first pitch. He sees the second. Robert scoops it up, sends it to first in time to end the second inning. So the Tarpons get their first base runner of the evening, but leave one man stranded. Still 1-0 Threshers after 1.5.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate
the Clearwater Threshers' next homestand kicks off with everybody's favorite day, Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more on Tuesday, August the 12th, when the Threshers kick off a 12-game homestand with a 6-game set against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It's going to be a playoff rematch and hopefully a playoff preview that you won't want to miss. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Clearwater. And Manolfi Jimenez goes after a slider to start the inning. Alan Facundo on the hill and an 0-1 count to Jimenez. He got called up for a cup of coffee in June, reached in his only two prior games before returning to the Threshers after the injury to Carter Matheson earlier this week. He is on a 3-game hit streak with Clearwater that dates back to his initial call-up to the Threshers in June against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 1-1 the pitch, out in front of the slider, and a count is now 1-2. Jimenez, in his last three games, has gone 4-for-11. With an RBI run and stolen base. 1-for-3 with a run on Wednesday in his last game. Now it's a 1-2 count to Jimenez, kicking the pitch. Hard line drive out to right field, and sliding is Rodriguez, and he makes a snow cone catch to rob Jimenez of a leadoff single. Great play out in right field as that ball was smoked. A frozen rope by Manolfi Jimenez. And we get another look at a difficult play in right field by Wilson Rodriguez. You can even see the baseball hanging out of his glove initially. Great play in right field to rob the Threshers of what would have been their second hit. So Wilson Rodriguez makes a web gem for out number one. And that'll bring up Cole Roberts. Steps up to the plate by taking a fastball for a called strike one. 97 on the gun to Cole Roberts, who began his career as an undrafted free agent out of Loyola Marymount. Initially signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2023. A breaking ball settles into the inside corner for a strike. Count 0-2 to Cole Roberts. Played 6 games in AA and 25 in High A so far this season, and was signed by the Phillies at the end of January this season. 0-2 the pitch. Roberts hits a hard ground ball to third, scooped up by Matthews. Flips the throw over to first, beats Roberts by a step and a half, and that brings up the second out in the inning. Good play over at third on a hard ground ball, and now here comes the Threshers' third baseman, Nico Pouakagrega, guy who just wants to play baseball. Hard-working guy who has been with the Phillies since 2022, hit .310 in the Florida Complex League ahead of what was supposed to be his debut in the Australian Baseball League as the sinker misses to make it a 1-0 count. Pouakagrega, a dual citizen, born in New Zealand and ended up moving to Melbourne, Australia when his baseball career started to take off as a teen. More exposure to Australian baseball. So he says that his goal is to play for Team Australia in next year's World Baseball Classic. Slider taken for a strike, and the count evens up. at 1-1 to Pawaka Grego, who did debut for the Adelaide Giants, the Phillies affiliate in the Australian Baseball League in the 2022 season, but unfortunately played four games and fell prey to injury as the slider is taken for a strike, 1-2. Couple notable players, though, were in the opposing dugout when Pawaka Grego got injured back in 2022. Former major leaguers Josh Reddick and Pete Cosma, as well as Tampa Bay Rays all-star third baseman Junior Caminero. Called strike three to Pawaka Grego will end the bottom of the second inning, and the Threshers go down in order for the first time. The minimum faced in the second inning for Facundo, but the Threshers lead the Tarpons 1-0.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Stick around after the game tonight for our weekly fireworks show. The absolute best fireworks show in Tampa Bay is right here at BayCare Ballpark every Saturday night. A lot of fun here at BayCare Ballpark. Beautiful sunny skies after some days of rain. And most importantly, a Threshers lead, 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. In large parts due to Giuseppe Velasquez as he gets the first pitch strike past Owen Cobb to start off the top third. Cobb, Gonzalez, and Perez leading off the third inning for the Tarpons, all of them. Well, the first two of them anyway, getting their first at-bats of the game as Cobb takes a fastball outside to even the count at 1-1. Cobb was partially responsible for that first Threshers run back in the first inning. It was his error at second base that allowed Fedebus to score from third. He hits a hot shot to short that's stabbed by Villavicencio, and the throw gets past the glove of Elidio Fedebus. But with that ball hit almost into left field, that is going to be the first hit of the game for the Tampa Tarpon. Villavicencio really had to rush that throw to even have a chance at Cobb at first base. And that will officially be ruled a leadoff single, breaking up the no-hitter after two no-hit innings. And now Josue Gonzalez is up to the plate with Owen Cobb taking a short lead off the first base bag. Still 1-0 Threshers with the leadoff man aboard for the Tarpons here in the top third. First pitch to Josue Gonzalez is hit high in the air, out to shallow right center field. Backing up is Cole Roberts, who reaches back to make the grab for out number one. Great play by Roberts, completely backpedaling in no man's land in the outfield, able to make that catch. So one gone and a man aboard. Threshers will shift for the double play, as the catcher Edgleen Perez now up to the plate with one out and one man aboard. Owen Cobb has 11 steals and 14 tries for the Tarpons as he leads off the first base back. And the first pitch to Perez is taken for a strike. Curveball makes an 0-1 count on Edgleen, who is 0-for-1 on the day with a fly out to center in the game's first at bat of the opening inning. Pickoff attempt at first is close, but Owen Cobb slides back ahead of the tag applied by Elidio Fedebus. Nice quick pickoff move from Velasquez, but Cobb, who has 11 successful steals this season, too fast to get got on that one. 0-1 to Perez. Cobb Looks like he's ready to go. He'll stay put, though, as Perez leans away from an inside curveball that evens the count at 1-1. Not very often you see teams using their catcher as a leadoff man, but for these Tampa Tarpons, the most common leadoff men in their lineups are Edgleen Perez and Angel Urania, both catchers. Perez hits a towering fly ball out to right field, caught by Spikerman for the out, and Cobb, who was initially stealing on contact, back to first base before Spikerman can double him up. So two away in the third, still Cobb on the first base bag, and a 1-0 Threshers lead with Roderick Arias now stepping up to the plate. He had a hot shot of a liner that was caught by Villavicencio at short in his last at-bat. Two away and a man aboard, short lead by Owen Cobb, as the first pitch to Arias is a center-cut fastball for a called strike one. Straight take on the first pitch from Arias in his second year with the Tarpons as a top five Yankees prospect. 0-1 the count to Arias as Velasquez deals. Arias reaches out and sends one in the left center. Dante Nori undercuts the oncoming Jimenez to make the catch and final out of the third inning. Leadoff single broke up the no-no from Velasquez, but the next three batters recorded out, holding on to the 1-0 lead for the Threshers after 2.5.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
The competition at BayCare Ballpark is fierce on and off the field, whether it's our fun in-between inning contest or, of course, the Threshers baseball that's going on the diamonds that has Clearwater leading the Tampa Tarpons by a 1-0 margin. Dante Nori, leadoff hitter for the Threshers, will lead off the top of the third inning after flying out to right field in his last at bat. Nori 0-for-1 on the day, leading off the top of the Threshers order, followed by Spikerman and Elidio Ferebus. Lefty matchup for Alan Facundo as time is called by the home plate umpire, Francisco Gonzalez. So now Nori is set. Four homers, 35 RBIs on the year for the 20-year-old out of Northville High School, who was one of the starters for the Phillies spring breakout game back in March. First pitch to Nori is a slider taken for a called strike. Nothing and one the count to the Threshers center fielder, who was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run in last night's win. 0-1 the count to Nori, and Facundo deals. Nori does not swing at the slider. That misses inside to even up the count at 1-1. Facundo deals. Almost gets Nori with the fastball. Dante tilts his head away from the inward heater. And that one makes it a 2-1 count on Dante Nori, who was signed by the Phillies after the draft out of a commitment from Mississippi State with a $2.5 million signing bonus. 2-1's the pitch. Check swing, and that's a strike. Slider in there, and the count evens up at 2-2. Couple homers in July, one in June, one in May for Norrie. That power increase that I mentioned the last time he was up at the plate really starting to show itself as the season progressed. This is the first full season for Dante Norrie, who joined the Threshers for 14 games last year. 2-2. Breaking ball, missing inside, and the slider will fill up the count at 3-2 to Dante Norrie. On deck is John Spykerman. Full count coming in to Dante Norrie, who went 2-for-7 with a triple and a home run in two games against Bradenton earlier this week. 3-2, bounces in the righty batter's box. Easy ball for call as Dante Norrie heads to first base after drawing a leadoff walk. Second batter walked by Alan Facundo. The other one, Elidio Fedebus, who was on deck. And he used that walk, came around to score. The only run of the game so far in the bottom of the first inning. So Fedebus on deck, but John Spykerman at the plate for the Threshers. And off goes Norrie. Throw goes to first base from the pitcher and goes to second for the pickoff caught stealing. Score at 1-3-4 for out number one as Norrie is caught stealing for the seventh time this season before a pitch is thrown to the number two batter here in the third inning. And Norrie is quite aggressive on the base paths, tends to go on the first pitch, but on a pickoff caught stealing when they really have you dead to rights, Norrie still made that look like a close play at the second base back. So John Spykerman pulls back the bunt as it just sliced underneath the bottom of his bat and fell into the glove of Edgleen Perez. So it's no one count to John Spykerman, 0-for-1 on the day with a flyout in his last at bat. Third round draft pick at Oklahoma, and a guy with just a ton of well-deserved confidence in himself and his game. 0 on the pitch, bounces in front of the plate, changeup evens the count at 1-1. Spykerman had a solid showing for Oklahoma in the College World Series, driving in a couple of runs, scoring a few more, picking up some key hits for the Sooners in the 2022 college, or the 2023 College World Series. His first year at Oklahoma as the fastball bounces on the plate to make it a 2-1 count. And Spykerman attributes that season and his success in the College World Series with helping him really solidify the belief that his dream of getting drafted into the major leagues was going to come true. And 2 years later, it certainly did. Spykerman puts a charge into the 2-1 pitch out to left center field. Dropped in center by Montero. He picks it up on the warning track, fires into the cutoff man. Spykerman slides into third base, safe as a throw bounces away from Juan Matthews. It's a one-out triple for John Spykerman, unless they call that an error on Willie Montero. But one out and a man on third for the Clearwater Threshers. Take another look, and this one looked like a routine play in left center field, but that ball was crushed by Spykerman, and Montero just missed it on the running catch. And Spykerman, with his speed, even though the throw may have beat him to third base, Spykerman still looked like he was going to be safe regardless of whether or not Juan Matthews caught that throw. So should be a triple for Spykerman. He's on third with one gone. And now Elidio Fedebus is at the dish. First pitch to Fedebus is a slider outside. 1-0 the count to Elidio, who began his Threshers career against the Tarpons back in June. One of the pitch to Fedebus, infield in for the Tarpons with one gone, as Elidio hits a high fly ball out to center field. Montero eases back to make the grab, and Spykerman tags from third. Throw comes in, sails past the pitcher, not in time, and it's a sacrifice fly that scores Spykerman to make it 2-0 Clearwater. Fedebus, four RBIs in the two games against the Tarpons this week, giving eight of his 15 ribbies on the season coming against these Tampa Tarpons. Not a bad throw from Montero, but Spykerman too fast, and that ball hit too well out to center. to stop John Spikerman from coming around to score. So RBI for Elidio Fedebus, his fourth of the series and 15th of the season, to bring up Trent Farquhar with two outs. Curveball settles in for the strike, top of the zone. It's no one count to Farquhar, who singled with two outs in the first inning in his only prior at bat. Oh, on the pitch to Farquhar. Hit back up the middle towards second. Gobbled up by Arias, and he sends it a first in time to finish up the third inning. But a run still scores for the Clearwater Threshers. John Spikerman with a triple, and he comes around on an Elidio Fedebus sacrifice fly. 2-0 Threshers after three.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of Minor League Baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over Baycare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your Saturday night tickets now. And don't miss the best fireworks in Tampa Bay.
The Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, is a club for seniors 55 years and older that meets during Wednesday Clearwater Threshers home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. August 13th against the Flying Tigers will be the next Silver Sharks day. Threshers on the road for a pair of three-game series next week, and then in Fort Myers the week after that. 0-1 to Angel Ureña, who starts off the bottom of the fourth, with a foul ball. 0-1 the count and a 2-0 Threshers lead in the top of the fourth inning. Giuseppe Velasquez has now thrown 31 pitches with 24 for strikes. Number 32, though, is a ball. Changeup drops just outside the zone, evening the count at 1-1. Ureña, Matthews, and Montero to lead off this fourth inning for the Tarpons, who have one hit and an error, with the Threshers, two runs on two hits. Ureña takes a curveball low and away, bouncing out of Shoji Naga's mitt. So Cody will get a new baseball to give to the pitcher. 2-1 count to Ureña. Velasquez sets from the stretch. Center of the rubber, he deals. 2-1, hit on the ground towards third, picked up by Puaka Grego. Running throw to first in time, and that's out number one. Puaka Grego had a little difficulty getting that ball out of his glove on the transfer, but a smooth throw to first base, and that is the first out. Take another look. Not an easy play for Farquhar. Technically in foul ground after he picked that up. So that makes that long throw from third base even longer for Puaka Grego. Swing and a miss by Juan Matthews. Well out in front of the curveball as he was expecting some heat from Giuseppe Velasquez. 0-1 the count now to the Tarpons' third baseman. He grounded out unassisted to Fedebus back in the second inning in his first at bat. Now the 0-1. Popped up, back in foul over the press box, and it's 0-2. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Velasquez has thrown 36 pitches with 28 over the plate for strikes. That is just 8 of his first 36 pitches for that have missed the zone. Fantastic start to his outing here in the top fourth. 0-2 to Matthews. Velasquez deals. Off the end of the bat, lined over the head of Velasquez, scooped up by Villavicencio up the middle. He sends a throw to first in time as Fedebus makes the squeeze for the second out in the fourth inning. Those comeback liners can certainly be a scary thing for pitchers, but when you've got a shortstop like Villavicencio to cover as much ground as he does at short behind you, makes it a little bit easier when you're forced to duck under one of those hard line drives like we just saw from Juan Matthews. Two-way now for Willie Montero. Scoreless so far this inning. Bases clear and a two-run Threshers advantage. Giuseppe Velasquez gets the sign from Shoji Naga and deals. First pitch popped up by Montero. Shoji Naga, still with a mask in hand, makes the catch up the third base line in foul territory for the final out in the fourth inning. Giuseppe Velasquez sends down the Tarpons in order. 1-2-3 they go, and we go to the bottom fourth with a 2-0 Threshers lead.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. On the last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Presented by Veterinary Emergency Group. Beach Dog Fridays are dog-friendly, and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the BayCare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Alrighty, in the bullpen for the Tarpons, some kids on the berm, and Alan Facundo still on the mound as Cody Shoji Naga is set to lead off the bottom of the fourth for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater, with Elidio Fedebus scoring on a sacrifice fly, or driving in Spikerman on a sacrifice fly, as Fedebus scored on a walk in the first inning. He's over at first base as the catcher Cody Shoji Naga, who reached on an error in the first inning that helped provide the first run, takes a first pitch fastball upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. 31 of Facundo's first 51 pitches have fallen in for strike, so just about 60% strike rate for Facundo. Fastball again, this one hits the outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1. Righty in the bullpen for Tampa is Cole Zafiro as the lefty Facundo deals. Shoji Naga gets underneath a breaking ball, lifts it out to shallow center. Owen Cobb called off by the oncoming Willie Montero, who makes the grab for out number one. So Shoji Naga 0-2. And that will bring up Juan Villavicencio. He went down on strikes in his last at bat. So he is 0-1 on the day. Homer, 7 RBIs on the season for Villavicencio, as well as an on-base percentage over 300, and some really solid glove work over at short. First pitch to Villavicencio, taken for a strike. Slider just curls into the inside corner and makes it an 0-1 count. Only home run as a Thresher for Villavicencio. Came against the Tarpons the last time they were here at the beginning of June. And that's a rip out to right field for a base hit. Sprinting over is Rodriguez, who gobbles up the grounder, fires it into the cutoff man, holding Villavicencio at first with a one-out single. So that's the first hit of the series for Villavicencio. His second over the past eight games. But solid contact off the barrel of the bat of Juan Villavicencio. That's the third hit of the day for Clearwater. The lone extra base hit was Spikerman's triple. And now the Threshers have a solid base runner aboard with one gone. And Manolfi Jimenez now steps up to the plate. Villavicencio, four steals and four tries for the Threshers this season after stealing two bags and three tries in his rehab assignment in the Complex League earlier this year. First pitch to Jimenez, fouled backwards, fastball makes it an 0-1 count. Jimenez was a teammate of Villavicencio's in the Florida Complex League for much of the season, played 46 games in the FCL with an 868 OPS, four homers, 20 RBIs for Manolfi Jimenez. Pickoff attempt goes awry. That one bounces away from Josue Gonzalez. Ball picked up by Gonzalez in foul ground. And by that time, Villavicencio had already reached the second base bag. It's going to be the second error of the day on the Tarpons, likely an E1 on Alan Facundo. We take another look. Solid-looking pickoff move from Facundo, but just bounced away from Owen Cobb. The throw was not at the right location. And now Villavicencio is on second base with one out and an 0-1 count on Manolfi Jimenez. Jimenez is 0-1. He was robbed of a hit in the second inning, leading off the frame with a frozen rope out to right field. That was caught by Wilson Rodriguez on a sliding grab. Swing and a miss makes it 0-2 to Manolfi Jimenez, who hit 306 in 46 FCL games. 20-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, signed in 2022. 0-2 the pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Third K of the day for Alan Facundo, who is now three pitches away from 60 after 3 2/3 innings of work. And there's two away with a man on second base here in the fourth. That'll bring up Cole Roberts, who has a couple of hits already for the Threshers after joining the team a couple weeks ago. But Roberts still looking for his first RBI as a Clearwater Thresher. He had six in 31 games between High A and Double A, where he started his career in the Phillies organization. Two gone, and a man on second is Villavicencio, who's got speed, as Roberts fouls off a fastball to start off his at-bat with an 0-1 count. This is Roberts' first game against the Tarpons. He came on and scored the winning run in the walk-off win over Bradenton back on Tuesday. And now Roberts takes a time as Facundo steps off. Back to second goes Villavicencio. Two outs and a 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-1 to Roberts, second baseman tonight, as Facundo looks over at second and deals. 0-1, Bender missing outside, and the count evens up at 1-1 to Cole Roberts. Looks like we have a challenge.
The pitch is called the ball. The catcher is challenging.
So the challenge coming from the catcher, Edgleen Perez. Each team starts with two challenges.
Calls confirmed. Tampa has one challenge remaining.
And since the Tarpons got this one wrong, though barely so, Francisco Gonzalez, the home plate umpire, will take away one of the Tarpons' challenges. So the first challenge confirms the ball one call, and the count remains even to Roberts at 1-1. Cole 0-1 on today, grounding out to third in his last time up. One of the small number of sons of former big leaguers and minor leaguers who have joined the Threshers' ranks. The fastball hits the inside corner. 1-2 now the count to Roberts, son of Dave Roberts, world champion with the Boston Red Sox and world champion winning manager with the Los Angeles Dodgers less than a year ago. 1-2 the count to Roberts. Here's the pitch. Out in front of the breaking ball, and that is strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts end the fourth inning for Alan Facundo, but the Threshers still pick up a hit, but leave a runner stranded. No runs in the fourth inning. One man left. And into the fifth we go with a 2-0 Threshers advantage.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at Baycare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the Baycare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
The Little Anglers Kids Club is for children 13 years old and younger to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball right here at Baycare Ballpark. Little Anglers Kids Club members receive free admission to Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and they get to participate in fun activities like pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 p.m. on the field and postgame running the bases. The Little Anglers Kids Club is brought to you by Baycare Kids. Kids are all right here in Clearwater. Top of the fifth inning, and Giuseppe Velasquez still on the hill. Under 40 pitches in the first four frames, and he'll start off with ball one on a fastball low to Wilson Rodriguez. Rodriguez was the first man to reach base for Tampa. It's hit by a pitch with two outs in the second inning. Now the 1-0. Hit on the ground up the middle. It's Villavicencio making the backhand stab, pads the glove, sends it to first in time for out number one. And that was the 40th pitch of the day for Giuseppe Velasquez. And he has thrown 30 of his first 40 pitches for strikes. If he keeps going, Velasquez is going to be in for more than the conventional five innings that is typically afforded to a minor league starter, well under his pitch count limitations, as Velasquez is in his first season since he was injured in 2023. After missing last season. 0-1 the count to Marshall Toole on the fastball. One gone in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Velasquez. Hit on the ground towards first. Scooped up by Fedebus. He runs over to the first base bag and gives it a tap with his right foot for the second out in the fifth inning. Routine play over at first for Elidio Fedebus. Catcher by trade who, with his size, I think projects as a big league first baseman despite the fact that he has an absolute cannon of an arm. So does Velasquez on the hill. Mid-90s fastball for him. And he's got Owen Cobb up at the dish with two gone. First pitch to Cobb is a fastball for a strike. Nothing in one the count. And Cobb committed an error in the bottom of the first inning that led to the first run of the Clearwater Threshers on the day. But he has so far the only hit of the game for the Tarpons with a leadoff single coming off against Velasquez in the third. Now the 0-1. Slider outside, and the bender makes it an even 1-1 count to Owen Cobb, second baseman today for the Tarpons. One ball, one strike the count as Velasquez is set. From the stretch, he deals. 1-1, lifted high in the air, out to center field. Dante Norrie settles up underneath it, pitches a tent, and makes the catch for the final out in the fifth inning. Routine 1-2-3 frame for Giuseppe Velasquez and the Threshers. His great pitching has got Clearwater rolling up 2-0 at the halfway point of tonight's game.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Taps and Tacos returns to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the half-price beverages on Thursday nights and all concession fountain drinks, bottled water, draft beers, and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion are all 50% off on Thursday nights. Alan Facundo is off of the field, making way for Cole Zafiro, entering with a 2-0 Threshers lead, giving Facundo in line for the loss. Zafiro in his 20th outing of the season, 0-1 record and 450 ERA. Pauaka Grego, Nori, and Spikerman to lead off the bottom fifth with a 2-0 Threshers advantage. Nico swings and misses out in front of the changeup, starting off the count at nothing and one. For Facundo, who is in line for the loss, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Called strike 2 on Pauaka Grego, takes a fastball to even the count at nothing and two. Born in Christchurch, New Zealand, but lived good portion of his younger years in Melbourne, Australia. As count drops to 1-2 with a breaking ball missing upstairs. Getting put on the Aces development list at 15 years old, Pauaka Grego was expected to start his professional career when he turned 18 in 2022 with the Melbourne Aces, as the curve dives below the zone, count evens at 2-2. But it was in early 2022 when Pauaka Grego signed with the Philadelphia Phillies, as he takes a changeup for a ball outside to make it 3-2. After signing with the Phillies, a coach in the Phillies minor league system, Chris Adamson, a bench coach for the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, helped convince Nico to come play with the Adelaide Giants, where the Phillies have an affiliation in the Australian Baseball League. Despite Nico getting hurt during that first season, the Giants won 2 championships in the first 2 years for Nico Pauaka Grego in Adelaide. And now Nico's on first base after drawing a leadoff walk. Dante Nori at the dish, 0-for-1 on the day with a walk back in the third inning. First pitch to Nori, lefty against a righty for the first time today, as Zafiro misses inside with the changeup for a 1-0 count to Dante Nori. A walk in the third inning, but he was picked off and caught stealing on the first pitch after said leadoff walk. Second leadoff walk of the day for the Threshers. Third overall, as Facundo walked two, and with the 2-0 count on Nori, Cole Zafiro is halfway to his second walk of the night. 2-0 the count here to Dante Nori. Nobody out, a man on first in the bottom of the fifth inning, where the Threshers lead it by 2. Inside on the fastball, and it narrowly missed, bringing the count up to 3-0 to Dante Nori. Count. Pauaka Grego inching off of first as there's another straight take from Nori, and the fastball works a 4-pitch walk. So back-to-back walks to start off the fifth inning. And that'll bring up John Spykerman, hitting at his preferred side of the plate, the left-handed side, where he's hit all three of his home runs. Seven of his eight RBIs have came from the right side, but so did his second career triple, which was hit back in the third inning. Spykerman ended up scoring a run on a sac fly from Elidio Fedebus later in that third, and that brought the score up to 2-0 where it currently stands. 2-1, nobody out for Spykerman as Firo scans the runners and deals. Spike pulls back the bunt on an upstairs curveball, missing for ball number one. That's five straight pitches missed in a row by Cole Zafira. He's got Puaka Grego on second and Nori on first base. Well, first two batters of the inning worked walks against the righty Zafira. Now 1-0 on Spykerman. The pitch, swing and a miss over the top of the fastball as the count evens up at 1-1. Two on, nobody out. Now the pitch inside. Spykerman scoots away from a wayward changeup. That brings the count up to 2-1. And now it's 2-1. Big leadoff second from Puaka Grego. And now the pitch. Spykerman hits a towering fly ball deep out to right field, but it goes foul. And caught by a fan before it leaves the stadium. So now the count is 2-2 on John Spykerman. Low as the changeup settles in the dirt, fills up the count 3-2 on Spykerman. One more miss would mean three straight walks begin the outing for Zafira, entering in a 2-0 Threshers lead. And now the first two batters have reached. Third one is in a full count. 3-2 the count to Spykerman with third base open as Zafira kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, and the breaking ball fools Spykerman into a swinging strike three. First K of the day for Cole Zafira, fifth for Tarpons pitching, as the punch out brings up out number one here in the fifth. Still two on and now one out for Elidio Fedebus, who has not had an official at bat today, but has produced a run in each of his two plate appearances, scoring after reaching on a walk in the first and driving in Spykerman on a sacrifice fly in the third. First pitch is a slider for a called strike, 0-1. That sacrifice fly in the third inning gave Elidio Fedebus his 15th RBI of the season, eighth against the Tampa Tarpons, dating back to the June series where Fedebus began his Threshers career. He hits a slow roller down the third baseline, barehanded by Matthews, throw to first in time for the out, but two runners advance for Elidio Fedebus. Might not be another RBI, but Fedebus advances the runners on a productive out number two in the fifth inning. Ground out to third moves Nori to second and Puaka Grego to third with Trent Farquhar now up at the plate, two gone. Farquhar 1-for-2 on the day, singled back in the first inning. And now he's got two runners in scoring position. First pitch to Farquhar is inside and low, 1-0 the count. Farquhar, an undrafted free agent for out of Michigan State back in 2023. And he looks like he is another one of those budding success stories that the Phillies have been able to collect out of some undrafted free agent gems that they've picked up in the last couple of years. Otto Kemp, of course, one of the most notable undrafted free agents to make his way to the major leagues. You got to look at Keaton Anthony, who is knocking on the door of the major leagues and Triple A with the Iron Pigs. 1-0 is low, bounces into the glove of Perez. Good job to keep that in front of him. And it's a 2-0 count on Trent Farquhar. Cole Zafiro has had trouble finding the strike zone so far. That was his 20th pitch of the night, and seven of those first 20 have crossed the plate for strikes. So an under 50% strike rate so far from Zafiro. Two on, two out. 2-0 to Farquhar is low and in. Fastball makes it 3-0. With first base open, I think a walk is certainly preferable for the Tarpons, because a hit from Farquhar would almost certainly score two runs with a speedy Dante Nori over at second base. 3-0 pitch is a fastball inside half, and now the count's 3-1. So a 3-1 count, two on, two outs. Nori and Powaka Grego on second and third. The 3-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Fastball into the glove of Perez to fill up the count at 3-2. Still two aboard, both in scoring position for Clearwater, who already own a 2-0 advantage over these Tampa Tarpons. And Farquhar steps back in after the quick timeout. Zafiro toes the rubber on the first base side as he looks for a sign from Perez. He's got it. Now in the stretch, here's the payoff. That is ball four as the changeup lands in the dirt. Farquhar picks up the free pass to load the bases with two outs. Still Powaka Grego on third, Nori on second, and after the two-out walk, third of the inning, by the way, Trent Farquhar loads up the bases. Sharks on the pond with two gone in the fifth. And that will bring up Cody Shoji Naga, who is 0-for-2 on the day after reaching on an error in the opening inning, leading to the opening run. But that is Ryan Mossman, pitching coach for the Tarpons, who's going to come out and check on Zafiro. Still under 10 strikes through his first 23 pitches. While they talk, we'll take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Starting in the West Division, Dunedin and Bradenton is a pretty important series right now. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays over the Bradenton Marauders, who are half a game out of first place, but trailing to Dunedin, who is behind the Threshers in the Florida State League standings. 6-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles over the Lakeland Flying Tigers, with Fort Myers currently in pole position behind Lakeland, who clinched the first half. As Fort Myers with a 6-0 lead on Lakeland, they are currently out in front in the race for first place in the second half in the West Division. In the East Division, St. Lucie is dominating the Jupiter Hammerheads in Palm Beach. 6-0 the lead for the Mets in the bottom sixth. And the Cardinals leading the Daytona Tortugas at Jackie Robinson Stadium. 3-2 to score in favor of the reigning champs in the bottom sixth. Now Cody Shoji Naga at the dish for Clearwater. 1-0 the count as Shoji flying out to center in his last at bat. Bases loaded, two down, a 1-0 to Shoji Naga. Cut fastball taken on the inside corner. Called a strike, and the count evens up at 1-1. Shoji Naga, 30 RBIs on the season so far. One of just three active Threshers who has reached that mark. 1-1 pitch is upstairs on the fastball, 2-1. Two on the count to Shoji Naga, two gone, two on, the pitch inside, and that is ball three. Zafiro can't afford another miss with three walks already. The bases are currently loaded. Powaka Grego, Nori, and Farquhar from third to first base. And a new righty up in the bullpen, Mariano Solomon, getting loose for the Tarpons. 3-1 to Shoji Naga, and that's a strike. Get me over fastball fills up the count at 3-2. And now the runners will go. Three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. Pawaka Grego 90 feet away from home plate. And two very fast runners in Farquhar and Norrie on second and first. Now it's a payoff pitch to Shoji Naga. Runners off to the races as Zafiro deals. Payoff pitch, tap, foul, and we'll do it again. Still a full count to Shoji Naga. Staying alive after slicing that breaking ball and jamming it into the plate. So plate being cleaned off by Francisco Gonzalez as that ball deflected off of the catcher Edgleen Perez. Payoff pitch. Runners off and running again. The pitch taken the other way, but it's foul. Still 3-2 to Shoji Naga. Still a 3-2 to Shoji Naga. Runners go. Shoji sends a high fly ball into foul territory down the first base line. Three tarpons running after it, but they run out of room. And it's a flex off the tarp in right to keep the count full at 3-2. Back to second goes Norrie. Back to third goes Pawaka Grego. Back to first goes Trent Farquhar. Another full count pitch. Last three pitches knocked foul by Shoji Naga. Eight pitch at bat as the runners go. And another foul ball from Cody as the fastball heads into the stands on the right field side. Longest at bat of the game in the making. Nine pitches with three balls, two strikes. And each of the last four pitches knocked foul with two strikes on Shoji Naga. Bases remain loaded. It is still 2-0 Clearwater as Shoji is locked in a battle with Cole Zafiro. Payoff pitch again, and it's another foul ball. First double-digit pitch at bat of the ball game. This could be an absolute backbreaker if Shoji Naga can put a ball into the outfield here and the Threshers can get a couple runs. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch upstairs, and that's ball four. One run will score as Nico Pawaka Grego walks on home. RBI on the free pass from Shoji Naga, and it's 3-0 Threshers. All four batters who have reached base so far have reached on a walk, including a bases-loaded walk that scores Shoji Naga and brings out the manager of the Tarpons, Aaron Bossy, in his first year as a skipper. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers. Bases loaded, and now a new pitcher entering the game for the Tampa Tarpons. Two outs, bases loaded. 3-0 lead for Clearwater as Mariano Solomon will enter for the Tarpons.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long. Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by VayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more. Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at VayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Mariano Solomon, who joined the Tarpons roster the last time the Threshers and Tarpons faced off in early July, 0-3 with a loss in each of his three games for the Tampa Tarpons. Looking for the final out of this fifth inning with a run already across for the Threshers and the bases loaded, as Villavicencio takes a low changeup for ball number one. Zafiro's got an incomplete line, two-thirds of an inning for him after Solomon comes in to replace him. Zafiro walked four batters with one strikeout and no hits allowed, and one earned run so far with a chance for at least three more. 1-1 now as the fastball is hit foul. One ball, one strike to Villavicencio. 3-0 Threshers lead here in the fifth. Two outs here in the fifth inning. The pitch, curveball below the zone, and that changes the count to 2-1. 2 balls, one strike to Villavicencio. 1-for-2 on the day with a single in his last at bat. Solomon deals. Popped up high in the air into foul territory. Matthews sprinting towards the dugout. That lands in the Threshers' dugout to even the count at 2-2. The catcher, Edgleen Perez, was on the run as well. And now the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Full set of bags for Juan Villavicencio. Last time he was up with the bases loaded against Tampa, he picked up a grand slam. Counts 2-2. The pitch. Up and away, and that'll fill up the count as the changeup makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Full count, bases loaded. Runners will be on the move for the Threshers. Here's the payoff, and Villavicencio scorches one into right center field. And that ball is caught by Wilson Rodriguez. What a great play in deep right center field, as that one looked like it was ticketed for extra bases and extra runs. But another great catch in right quells the Threshers' rally as they get 4 walks and 1 run scored, now taking a 3-0 lead into the sixth.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of minor league baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over BayCare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family. So go to threshersbaseball.com to get your Saturday night tickets now. And don't miss the best fireworks in Tampa Bay.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Clearwater, and La Cocina de los Muertos is open on the left field side. Taps and Tacos returns to BayCare Ballpark every Thursday night. Enjoy half-price beverages on Thursday, all-concession fountain drinks, bottled water, draft beers, and cocktails at the Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion are all 50% off on Thursday home games. Each home Thursday night, Taps and Tacos will feature local breweries with a special 24-ounce pours available while they last. Visit the taco cart, La Cocina de los Muertos, on the left field concourse during Thursday night Threshers games. For the first time since late 2023, Giuseppe Velasquez is working into the sixth inning. Career high of six innings pitched against Dunedin in August of 2023. Before an injury cut his time with the Threshers a bit short. 0-1 to Josue Gonzalez as he fouls off the first pitch from Velasquez. And the fact that he is under 50 pitches in the sixth inning is crazy. Incredibly efficient from Velasquez as that pitch misses to make it 1-1. That's less than 10 pitches an inning on average by Giuseppe Velasquez in what looks like his best game of his pro career. Just one hit allowed, and there's the second one from Gonzalez. He loops a double into left field, and that moves Jimenez towards the left field corner. He scoops it up and fires it into the cutoff man, where the first baseman Gonzalez stands up at second base with a leadoff double. Second hit of the day, first since the third inning for Tampa, and the first extra base hit comes off the bat of Josue Gonzalez. Right down that left field line, and Jimenez pulled a little further over towards center. Not an easy one to get down the line. And leadoff man aboard as Velasquez gets ready for Edgleen Perez, the leadoff man in the batting order for these Tampa Tarpons. So man on second with no one out. First pitch to Perez is sliced foul. 0-1 the count to the Tarpons catcher. Two flyouts for Ed Gleam. One into center field in the first and the next into right in the third. 0-1 count to Perez as Velasquez sets up from the stretch in the center of the rubber. Looks over at second. Three on the pitch clock and Velasquez fires home. Fastball taped to the outside corner for a strike. Count down to 0-2. A righty starting to warm up in the Threshers bullpen with Velasquez now over 50 pitches in his sixth inning of work. And it looks like Orlando Gonzalez, who can go multiple innings, is loosening up out in the left field bullpen. Doesn't get the chase on the curveball, does Velasquez, as Perez takes the slider for ball number one and a 1-2 count. Take a closer look at Orlando Gonzalez, one of the hardest working pitchers I think you'll ever see. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. 1-2 the count to Perez, and he takes it the other way, and that's going to roll in a right for a base hit. Stopping at third base is Josue Gonzalez as the strong arm of John Spikerman sends in the throw to the cutoff man on the hill. So Perez picks up a knock, second of the inning, third of the game for the Tarpons. And now they have runners on the corners. One right up the middle. And Fedibus, I guess, just guessed wrong on where that ball was going to go. Close to it, but that ball hit too hard for him to have a real chance at that one. So runners on the corners. Perez on first, Gonzalez on third. Still no one out here in this sixth inning. as the Threshers are trying to keep a second straight shutout intact. 8-0 so far against the Tampa Tarpons, with the Threshers having three hits tonight, equaling the amount the Tarpons have had all series. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 from Roderick Arias, who is 0-2, line out and a fly out in his two at-bats so far today. He's got Perez on first and Gonzalez on third. No one out in a 3-0 deficit here in the top six. Kicking the pitch from Velasquez. The 0-1 is called a strike. Fastball located over the outside corner. Dropping the count to 0-2. It's already the most pitches that Arias has seen in an at-bat. Putting a ball in play on the second pitch of each of his first two ABs so far tonight. Now the 0-2. Swing and a foul ball. Rolling a changeup back towards the Tarpons dugout on the first base side. And now Velasquez will get a new piece of rawhide with an 0-2 count still intact on Roderick Arias. O2 the count. Here's the pitch. Hit back up the middle. This could be two. Villavicencio grabs it, tags second base bag, throw to first, through the glove of Fedibus, and it's a fielder's choice. So Arias will pick up the RBI. He'll stay on first as Gonzalez comes around with Tampa's first run of the series. So Arias with the ribby, 34 on the season for him, as we get another look. Right up the middle, Villavicencio with great coverage. Really had to rush the throw to try and get the twin killing. But Arias, with great speed up the line, able to pick up the RBI. So the score now 3-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. One away and a man on first as Angel Ureña fouls off the fastball to start off the count, 0-1. Pair of ground outs to Angel, one back to the pitcher in the first, and his last at-bat leading off the fourth inning with a ground out to third. 0-1, pickoff attempted first is not in time. Arias gets back ahead of a tag from Fedibus. Nothing and one to Ureña. Arias is off for second. Pitches a strike on the inside edge. Great throw from Shoji Naga in time for out number two. Right on the money as Cody Shoji Naga fires a missile to second base to pick up the second out. Great play from behind the dish, and we'll get another look at this throw. Shoji Naga with an absolutely perfectly placed toss. And Cole Roberts completes the caught stealing. Strike two and out two on the same pitch. Now the 0-2. Outside on the curveball. And now the count 1-2 to Angel Ureña. One, two. Curveball low and away. Check swing. It's a 2-2 count to Angel Ureña. Velasquez sets himself up in the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Low. And that'll fill up the count. Three straight curveballs that all missed the zone to Ureña. And an 0-2 count now full on Ureña. Juan Matthews in the on-deck circle for the Tarpons. And now here's the payoff pitch. Just low on the sinker, and that is ball four. And that will put Angel Ureña on first base with two down. Velasquez into the 60-pitch mark. And before he ties his career high of six innings, out comes Marty Malloy from the Threshers dugout. 62 pitches for Giuseppe Velasquez in 5 2/3 innings of work. Three hits, one earned run allowed so far. 45 of those pitches, by the way, cross the plate for strikes. And Velasquez leaves to an ovation from the Threshers faithful, well deserved. Velasquez in line for the victory as the Threshers will get a new pitcher on the mound as Marty Malloy makes a call to the bullpen. Out of the left field pen comes Orlando Gonzalez. And as he gets ready to get in the game, we will take a quick break. Top of the sixth, two outs, one on, two run, Threshers lead.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. On the last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Presented by Veterinary Emergency Group. Beach Dog Fridays are dog friendly and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the BayCare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Orlando Gonzalez back on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers, and he has been solid in long relief. Just two starts this year for Orlando. The other now 12 appearances have come out of the bullpen for the Threshers. 20 Ks in 27 innings of work, with a 2-2 record on the season. Last outing was against the Lakeland Flying Tigers on July the 18th in Lakeland. Two shutout innings. And in his three outings in July, Gonzalez has allowed just one unearned run. He gets on to the mound with two outs and Juan Matthews at the dish, taking the first pitch for ball number one. Angel Ureña is on first base. That run would be charged to Giuseppe Velasquez, who can get the win but cannot get the loss. Two-run Threshers lead, and no more than two potential runs allowed by Velasquez. High-hopping grounder over the glove of Gonzalez into the glove of Villavicencio, who tags the second base bag and ends the inning. So Velasquez, one run allowed in 5 2/3 innings. Orlando Gonzalez puts him in line for the victory. And the Threshers have a three-run lead after 5.5.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at BayCare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the BayCare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
First full inning of work for Mariano Solomon, who got the last out of the fifth inning after four walks and a run allowed for Cole Zafiro. Solomon will start off the sixth inning with a 3-1 Threshers advantage. And the bottom third of the Threshers order leading off the frame. Anolfi Jimenez at the plate, Cole Roberts in the on-deck circle, and Nico Puaca-Grego in the hole with the Threshers up two. Jimenez swings out in front of the slider, and that makes it an 0-1 count. Manolfi is 0-2 on the day with a flyout and a strikeout so far. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. In the dirt as the fastball bounces off the plate and the chest protector of Edwin Perez. And now he'll get a new baseball for Mariano Salomon. Fourth relief appearance of the season for Mariano. A great name to have if you're a reliever in the Yankees organization. 1-1 the pitch. Inside and low, and that brings the count up to 2-1. I think the first names are spelled the same, but obviously you see a Yankees reliever with the name Mariano. One particularly strong name comes to mind, and its last name isn't Solomon. Jimenez pounds a ground ball foul down the first line, and the count evens up at 2-2. That one ends up back in the field of play, so Jimenez takes a little extra time before digging back into the left-handed batter's box. Solomon now with a 2-2 count on Jimenez. One RBI so far this season. That came back in June against Lakeland. Now the 2-2 pitch for Jimenez as Solomon toes the rubber and deals. 2-2 in the dirt, and the curveball makes it a 3-ball-and-2-strike count to Manolfi Jimenez. Was in the complex league all of last year and at the start of this season as well, now making his return to the Threshers after debuting for the team in the end of June. Payoff pitch to Jimenez, the 3-2. Grounded foul into the Tarpons dugout, and we'll do it again. Still 3-balls-and-2-strikes. Cole Roberts waiting the wings of the on-deck circle, former Arizona Diamondbacks farmhand, as Jimenez readies for another payoff. Still 3-2. Here's the 15th pitch of the night from Mariano Solomon. Ground ball over towards second base. Picked up on a trio of hops by Owen Cobb. He sends it to first. Gets Jimenez by a step for out number one. 15 grounder over at second base for the out. And that will bring up Cole Roberts, who is 0-2 so far in the day. One gone for Roberts. 1-11 hitter so far this season. Heading up to the batter's box with a 3-1 scoreline. Each team with three hits. Roberts still looking for his first since July 11th as he pops a bunt foul into the glove of Perez for out number two. So quick second out on the failed bunt attempt, and that'll bring up Nico Pouakagrega, who walked and scored back in the fifth inning. Two away now, 3-1 is the score. And the base is clear for the lefty Pouakagrega. First pitch from Solomon is lifted high in the air down the left field line. Third baseman Matthews chasing onto the warning track, runs out of room as that ball bounces just in front of the wall for a harmless foul ball. 0-1 the count to Pouakagrega. As Matthews returns, this infield shift is heavily over the right side of the infield with the second baseman Owen Cobb touching his heels onto the outfield grass halfway between first and second. Roderick Arias is playing about as far up the middle as legally allowed, and Juan Matthews is essentially at the regular spot on the field at shortstop as Pouakagrega takes a fastball for a called strike two. Nothing in two the count, two gone for Pouakagrega, who has 8 RBIs so far this season. 0-2 the count, here's the pitch. Pouakagrega lifts a high fly ball deep out to right field. Back goes Rodriguez to the track, to the wall, out of here! Nico Pouakagrega goes yard for the first time in a year, and the Clearwater Threshers get their run back. Three-run lead returns as the solo jack makes it 4-1 Threshers. Take another look at this one. This was just about a no-doubter. Absolutely crushed by Pouakagrega. right over the Belcher bingo sign in right field on a two-strike count. Heck of a hit from Nico, who bags his first home run since his last stint with the Clearwater Threshers a year ago. Norrie pushes a bunt, foul. And it's an 0-1 count to start off his at-bat in the sixth inning. Norrie 0-for-1 on the day with walks in each of his last two at-bats. Puaka Grego's last home run came on the road in Dunedin on July the 4th, part of a 7-home-run game for the Clearwater Threshers, with a couple from Bryson Ware. Just about the whole lineup got in on the home run action in that July 4th victory last season. Now it's an 0-2 count to Dansei Norrie. Here's the pitch. The 0-1 is low, 1-1. Two walks so far for Dansei Norrie. Average up about 30 points from where it was at the beginning of June, as Norrie hits a towering fly ball drifting towards the right field corner. Rodriguez at the edge of the wall in foul ground, can't make the catch, and that ball fouls out of play to make it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes the count to Dansei Norrie. As Rodriguez, frustrated, he wasn't able to make that last catch. Now Norrie digs back into the box, the one ball, two strike count. One, two, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. So Norrie down on strikes ends the sixth inning, but not before the Threshers get the run right back. Two outs, two strikes, and Nico Puaka-Grego goes deep, and the Clearwater Threshers head into the seventh inning with a 4-1 lead, thanks to Puaka-Grego's first homer of the season.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You can follow the Clearwater Threshers on Instagram. Check out your favorite minor league baseball team and, let's face it, your favorite professional sports team at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. Orlando Gonzalez had a two-pitch sixth inning. Splitting hairs over here. And now we're in the top of the seventh inning with a 4-1 Threshers advantage. Willie Montero leading things off. Swings the first pitch and grounds it foul down the third base line. 0-1 the count to Montero, center fielder tonight for the Tarpons, who is 0-2 with a pop out in foul territory in his last at bat. And a fly out to center in his first. 0-1 the count to Montero. Five ribbies so far this season for the Tarpons, as he avoids an inside sinker to even the count at 1-1. Montero sends a slider foul into the right field seats to make it 1-2. So a young fan made a nice catch of that ball in those seats. Now the 1-2 pitch. Grounded foul down the third baseline once again. Still 1-2 to Willie Montero. Wilson Rodriguez, Marshall Tool, the next two coming up for the Tarpons. And Gonzalez now sets from the stretch. 1-2, hit on the ground, back up the middle. Villavicencio dies but can't make the play, and it's a base hit to lead off the seventh inning for Willie Montero. Each team with four hits now as Montero leads off the seventh with a knock. Back-to-back frames with leadoff hits for the Tarpons, who have three hits now in the last two innings. Good piece of hitting by Montero, who's on first base. Good speed for him. And that will bring up Wilson Rodriguez, who is 0-for-1 at the plate, but has really made an impact over in right field. Soft line drive up the middle. Villavicencio flips to second, barehanded by Roberts, but he can't finish the double play. Great job by Roberts to control the flip from Villavicencio as the 6-4 fielder's choice gets Willie Montero, but Wilson Rodriguez replaces him over at first base. Let's take a look at these acrobatics from Juan Villavicencio. Great play on the line drive, and not much could have helped that one. Rodriguez was hustling up the line for the Tampa Tarpons. So one down, and Rodriguez now replaces Montero on first with Marshall Tool at the dish for the Tarpons. First pitch is a sinker for a strike. Nothing on the count to Tool, who's 0-for-1 on the day. Marshall Tool yesterday led the Florida State League in batting average, but he went 0-for-2 and is now second to Carlos Sanchez of the Tortugas. 0-1 is low, and the fastball evens things up at 1-1. Tool still up on the leaderboard in a whole bunch of different categories. Second in on-base percentage and slugging percentage, and the only player, only qualified batter in the Florida State League with an OPS above 900. As Tool swings and misses to make it 1-2. He also leads the Florida State League with 10 triples, only one in double digits. 1-2 to Tool, runner goes, and the pitch is slammed on a line foul, ricocheting off the left field wall in foul ground, sending Rodriguez back to first and keeping Tool in the batter's box with a 1-2 count. Wilson Rodriguez was off and running over at first base, and he has now stolen three steals and three tries for Rodriguez in his 13 games at the Tarpons. Off he goes again. Pitch misses low. Another great throw from Shoji Naga and absolutely eliminated the runner at second base. Two throws in two steal and base attempts from the Tarpons, and both of them were on point from Shoji Naga. You couldn't place that better if you tried. Heck of a throw from Shoji Naga. And as Rodriguez is caught stealing, it's a 2-2 count to Marshall Tool. Now it's 3-2 as the sinker misses outside. So with now two outs here in the top of the seventh inning and the base is clear, we've got a full count. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, and that is strike three. A caught stealing as Cody Shoji Naga shows off the cannon. Orlando Gonzalez picks up the strikeout to end what ends up as a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Gonzalez faces the minimum but allows a hit, and the Threshers lead it 3-1 as we go into, or sorry, 4-1 as we go into the seventh inning stretch.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Valley Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more. Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers are hosting Veterans and Military Appreciation Night with a camo cap giveaway and jersey auction presented by Kelly's Catering Events on Friday, August 15th. BayCare Ballpark gates will open up at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 p.m. game against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and those camo cap giveaways are limited. Still Mariano Solomon on the mound for the Tarpons. 4-1 Threshers advantage with John Spikerman leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for Clearwater. 4-1 Threshers with the lead, each team with four knocks as Spikerman pushes a bunt down the first base line, and the throw is not in time. Spikerman beats out the bunt single to lead off the seventh. Perfect drag bunt from Spikerman up the first base line, and the Threshers pick up their fifth hit of the game the old-fashioned way. A little bit of a surprise bunt from John Spikerman, and he's got his second hit of the day. So leadoff man aboard is Spikerman with Elidio Fedebus at the dish for Clearwater. Scored and drove in the first two runs of the game. First pitch is low for a ball. The throw to second, not in time. And it's a 1-0 count to Elidio Fedebus as John Spikerman picks up his 10th stolen base of the season as we take another look. High throw, and Spikerman in well before the tag. First player this season for the Threshers to steal 10 bases without getting caught. Spikerman, 10 for 10. Third among Threshers in steals this season, behind Dante Norrie and Avery Owusu-Asidu, now up in high A Jersey Shore. 1-0 the count to Fedebus, who's 0 for 1. Bunt drove in a run in the third and scored a run in the first as the breaking ball dives below the zone. 2-0 the count to Elidio Fedebus. ...19 years old out of Venezuela. Second year in a row that a under-20-year-old catcher on the Phillies' top 30 debuted for the Threshers against the Tampa Tarpons. 2-0 the pitch is popped up high in the air over the Tarpons' dugout and out of play to make it a 2-1 count on Elidio Fedebus. He debuted at the Tankage Steinbrenner Field back at the beginning of June, and towards the end of July last year, the newly minted Jersey Shore Blue Claw Eduardo Taib had debuted for the Tarpons in July, or debuted against the Tarpons in July at Steinbrenner Field. 2-1, pounded foul off the ground, and that'll even the count at 2-2 as the Threshers get some action going out in their left field bullpen. They're up 4-1 with five hits to four from the Tarpons, and nobody out and a man on second in the seventh inning. A couple different Threshers starting to get loose. Joni Pulido, Juan Amarante, Titan Hayes, and Eli Trope all thrown around in the bullpen. 2-2. Cut on, and did he get a piece? He did, so that is strike three for the first out of the seventh. One gone, and Trent Farquhar now with the dish for the Threshers. Single and a walk so far for Trent. He is one for two. One gone, and John Spikerman over at second base. Farquhar with one RBI during this rehab stint here in Clearwater. He's also scored four runs as he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Got great plate discipline, was leading the Florida State League in on-base percentage at the time of his injury at the end of May in last year. As he faces a 1-0 count. Kicking the pitch. Hit on the ground towards second base. Gobbled up in a pair of hops by Cobb. Throws it a first in time. But out number two is a productive one as Spikerman heads over to third base on the ground out. So Farquhar unable to reach. Now there's two away with a potential fifth run of the ball game, standing 90 feet from home plate. Cody Shoji Naga, who walked in a run back in the fifth inning. One RBI today, despite the fact that he is 0 for 2. Seven straight games reaching base for Shoji Naga. As he waits the first pitch. Upstairs fastball. Makes it a nothing one count on Shoji, who's now walked four times in the past eight games. Swing and a miss, and that's 1-1. Spikerman on third, two outs here in the seventh, and a 4-1 Threshers advantage with a 1-1 on Shoji Naga. Great speed on the third base bag, and with two outs, all the Threshers need is a base hit. No swing from Shoji on the heater there, drifting inside, and that'll bring up the count to 2-1. Couple of Big 12 guys, at least when they were playing college ball. Shoji Naga from Kansas and Spikerman from Oklahoma. Two on the pitch. Hit the other way, slowly rolling. It's picked up by the first baseman, Gonzalez. Flips back to the pitcher. Just gets his foot on the bag before Shoji Naga for the final out in the seventh inning. Leadoff knock from John Spikerman. Doesn't end up scoring. He's stranded on third as we head to the eighth inning, with the Threshers leading 4-1.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Looking for a fun, affordable Saturday night out with the family? Check out the excitement of minor league baseball and then stay for an amazing fireworks display over Baycare Ballpark after Saturday night Clearwater Threshers home games. Whether you're hanging out with our mascot, Finley, or getting an autograph from your favorite minor league players, there's always something fun to do for everyone in the family. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your Saturday night tickets now. And don't miss the best fireworks in Tampa Bay.
If you're already ready for the next Threshers victory, you're in luck. The next home game is tomorrow, capping off the home leg of this series against the Tampa Tarpons with a noon game on Sunday, July 27th. Gates open at 11. Broadcast starts right around first pitch at noon. New pitcher now coming in for the Threshers after a scoreless inning a third from Orlando Gonzalez, Titan Kennedy Hayes. Coming on to the hill for the third time with a hyphenated last name and 28th time over the course of the season. Kennedy Hayes has been on the hill more than any other Threshers pitcher this year. 46 strikeouts in 31 and a third innings for the late reliever out of Austin Peay State. First pitch to Austin Cobb, taken for a strike as the sinker from Hayes hits 97 on the gun. Starts off the count at nothing and one. Titan Hayes didn't get awarded a save, though he was the final pitcher of the game before the rain back on Wednesday. Ground ball picked up on a hop by Kennedy Hayes, sent it over to first in time for out number one. So Kennedy Hayes, six saves technically after only getting two outs of the ninth inning on Wednesday when the game was called early due to rain with two outs in the ninth inning and the Threshers leading by a score of 5-2. One gone, and Josue Gonzalez up at the plate for the Tarpons. He is 1-for-2 on the day with the only run of the game in his pocket. Swings and misses at a fastball to start off the count, nothing and one. Gonzalez doubled in the six, still the only extra base hit allowed by Threshers pitching. Came around to score on the fielder's choice by Roderick Arias. 0-1 fouled back, now it's 0-2. Nothing and two is the count. One gone in the eighth inning with the bases clear and the Threshers up by a score of 4-1. 0-2 to Cobb. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Hard slider from Kennedy Hayes, and he picks up the punch out for the second out in the top of the eighth inning. Two down as we'll take another look at the K. Going off speed with the slider, much to the joy of that Threshers dugout. Two away on a three-pitch punchy from Titan Hayes, and that will bring up Edgleen Perez, who is 1-for-3 on the day with a single back in the sixth inning. Two away here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch from Titan is a fastball. Upper outside corner, didn't go, no challenge, so it's a 1-0 count to Edgleen Perez. Singled in the last inning to bump his average up to 208. No home runs, but 25 RBIs on the season for the Tarpons catcher. Now the 1-0, cut on and missed. Slider avoids the bat of Perez, evening the count at 1-1. Kennedy Hayes, the 11th round pick out of Austin Peay State in last year's draft by the Phillies, sends in a slider low and away to make it 2-1. Kennedy Hayes was the second pitcher selected by the Phillies last season after drafting Marcus Morgan two rounds earlier in the ninth round. 2-1 to Perez, hit the other way towards first, sliding stop by Fedebus. He calls off Kennedy Hayes, takes to the first base bags himself, and ends the eighth inning. Alirio Fedebus with a great play over at first to hold a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Kennedy Hayes. Just nine pitches in the frame from Titan and a 4-1 Threshers lead. They look to pad in the home half of the eighth inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Beach Dogs Friday are back this summer. Last Friday home game of the month, the Clearwater Threshers become their alternate identity, the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Presented by Veterinary Emergency Group. Beach Dog Fridays are dog friendly and each dog ticket benefits a local pet charity each month. Bring your pup to play on the berm, eat a hot dog, and maybe meet our bat dog, Lucy May. Dog tickets are available for purchase in person at the Baycare Ballpark box office. All other tickets are available at ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
That young fan who brought in a fan is a genius. It was 99 degrees outside at the time of the first pitch, and it's dropped down to a cool and balmy 90 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Tiki Bar will still be open post-game if you would like to cool down with a nice frosty beverage and you're at the ballpark. It'll be open for a little while post-game as well if you're looking to celebrate what hopefully stays as a Threshers victory. Juan Villavicencio leads off the eighth inning against Mariano Solomon, who only allowed the one run to Nico Pouaca-Grego. That will be charged to him as he misses on the first pitch to Villavicencio for a 1-0 count. Juan is 1-for-3 on the day, single in the fourth for his only hit of the ball game. One of the pitches hit high in the air, deep out to right field. Sprinting towards the foul line is Rodriguez, who makes a running catch for out number one. Good piece of hitting by Villavicencio, but that one just kind of hung up in the air. And that is out number one. One gone for Manolfi Jimenez, who is 0-for-3 today, and he swings and misses on the changeup to make it nothing and one. It's been breaking pitches that have really made it a little bit more difficult for Manolfi Jimenez, who had an average well above 300 in his first handful of games with the Threshers before his 0-for-3 day of the dish tonight. Solomon sets up from the first base side of the rubber and deals. And the breaking ball settles over the outer half of the plate for a called strike, nothing and two. Solomon deals. Jimenez rips one deep out to left center field. Montero on the run. He's not going to get there. That's going to fall to the wall for extra bases. Ball picked up in left center by Marshall Toole. Jimenez not stopping, but he is tagged out at third base for out number two, trying to stretch the double into a triple. Still counts as a hit for Jimenez. A double that goes 7-6-5 to tag him out at third for the second out in the eighth inning. And now's the time to try something like that. 4-1 isn't a huge lead, but it's still a convincing enough lead that a move to third from second, had that been successful by Jimenez, would have just been a longer dagger driven into the heart of the Tampa Tarpons. Now Cole Roberts takes a fastball for a ball, one of the count to Cole. As Solomon readies for pitch number two. Here's the 1-0. Roberts pops one up high in the air into foul ground on the first base side and out of play before Josue Gonzalez can reach the baseball. That one lands in the stands to even up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 to Roberts, two gone, and a 4-1 Threshers lead here in the eighth. Next pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. And now it's 1-2 to Cole Roberts. 0-for-3 on the day is he, lined out on a bunt attempt in his last at bat. This one ripped out to left center field and falls in between the center and left fielder for a base hit. Cole Roberts, his second hit as a Thresher, picks up the second hit of the eighth inning with two outs in the frame. And that will bring up Nico Pouaca-Grego, who absolutely crushed the last pitch that he saw. Over the wall in right, the highest wall and hardest place to hit it over in BayCare Ballpark. Third homer as a Thresher, sixth of his professional career. Now Pouaca-Grego up with one on and two gone, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike. Nico, 1-for-2 on the day, walked and scored back in the fifth inning. Each time he has reached base, he has picked up a run. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball bounces away from the catcher, and Roberts has plenty of speed, so he'll jog over to second base and hold up there as Perez picks it up in the on-deck circle behind the plate. 1-1 count as things even up to Nico Pouakagrega. One ball, one strike the count. Runner on second base with Roberts having great speed on the Keystone sack. Solomon deals. Pouakagrega drills one on a line out to right, bounces in front of Rodriguez for a base hit. Ball gets away, allowing Roberts to round third and walk on home to score. It's 5-1 Threshers on Pouakagrega's second RBI of the day. Great hit from Pouakagrega, his third multi-RBI game of the season, and second time with multiple hits, both of them coming against the Tampa Tarpons. So two gone as Pouakagrega makes it 5-1 Threshers. Love to add an insurance run in the eighth inning, and now the lineup card resets for Dante Norte. Pickoff attempt at first is not existent, and that's going to be a balk. If you lose the ball or hold the throw during a pickoff attempt, that's a balk, and that is exactly what happened to move Pouakagrega to second base. So first balk of the game comes with two outs in the eighth inning, and with a man in scoring position, Dante Norrie is still waiting his first pitch. And we'll take another look. Solomon held the throw because Pouakagrega already made it to back to first base on the pickoff attempt. And throwing the ball on the ground in frustration sealed the balk. Norrie rolls one over towards second base, eaten up by Cobb, who sends it to first in time for the final out of the eighth inning. Threshers pick up three hits and one run in the eighth inning as Nico Pouakagrega strikes again. Two hits, two ribbies for Nico. 5-1 Threshers as we go to the ninth inning.
The best night of your week is here. Join the Clearwater Threshers at BayCare Ballpark on Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Walk up to the BayCare Ballpark box office to purchase a berm ticket for just $1. Hot dogs, beer, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and more ballpark favorites are available for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to learn more about this fantastic deal every Tuesday home game.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
A 1-2-3 frame from Titan Kennedy Hayes, and maybe the only late reliever more effective than either Titan or Jose Pena this season on the mound for the Threshers right now. Donjoni Pulido, largely a starter for Clearwater last season, has been virtually unhittable in his first 10 appearances with the Clearwater Threshers this season as he starts off Roderick Arias to begin the ninth with a 1-0 count. Pulido kicks and fires. Arias waves and whiffs on a fastball. Count evens at 1-1. Donjoni Pulido, who joined the Clearwater Threshers on June the 12th, has not allowed a run since well before the All-Star break. His last four outings, he's thrown 5 1/3 shutout innings with just 2 earned runs allowed over 12 2/3 innings in 11 now relief appearances. 2-1 to Roderick Arias as Pulido kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the slider. And that'll even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two two to Arias. Here's the pitch. Popped up high in the air, but foul. And out of play, knocking off the press box. Someone tell our PA announcer to watch out. That almost went right to him. Charlie had his window open. I think he would have caught that. Just saying. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The count to Arias. As Pulido looks for the first down of the ninth. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch upstairs. Did he go? He did not. And that is called a ball to fill up the count at 3-2. Threshers have only challenged once, and they got that challenge right. And that pitch was pretty close. But the pitcher and catcher did not think it warranted a challenge. So, payoff pitch coming into Arias, not before he takes a quick timeout. Switch hitter jumping out of the left-handed batter's box for a quick second. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. Now Pulido fires up and readies for the payoff pitch. Here comes. Popped up foul by Arias once again. I think he's trying to give our public address announcer a baseball for his birthday. By the way, big happy birthday to Charlie, our PA announcer. We're trying to embarrass him as much as possible today, so we're going to keep trying to do that. Payoff pitch to Arias. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Pulido climbs the ladder with the high cheese and ends a battle with Roderick Arias, lasting 8 pitches to pick up out number one. Threshers have now only struck out 3 batters. Velasquez did not record a strikeout. Gonzalez and Kennedy Hayes with 1 apiece, and now Pulido gets the first batter swinging to start the ninth. First pitch to Angel Ureña, who checks the swing. According to the first base umpire Cameron Jones, he did not go, so it's a 1-0 count. Ureña reached on a walk back in the sixth inning. Prior to that, he was recorded out on a pair of ground outs. Now it's a 1-0 count as Pulido sets from the stretch. Kick of the pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-0. A lot of work, Pulido and a host of other Threshers pitchers put a lot of work on increasing velocity on their fastballs. I don't remember Pulido throwing a pitch over 94 miles an hour last season, as that fastball at 94 miles an hour misses to make it 3-0. Typically, Pulido's fastball ranges from 95 to 96 this season. You clearly see, despite the injury, he has put in the work and picked up a lot of extra velocity on that heater. Now the 3-0. Straight down the pipe on another fastball. 3 balls, 1 strike the count. Three-one. Low on the fastball, and that is ball number 4. Second time in a row that Ureña is walked, and with a 4-run deficit, the Tarpons put a runner on first with 1 out. Ureña on the first base bag. Juan Matthews stepping up to the plate, digging in to the left-handed batter's box against the righty Pulido. Matthews is 0-for-3, and Ureña has stolen 8 bags in 10 tries in 2025. Matthews scoots out of the way of a wayward fastball taken on the inside part of the plate for ball number 1. It's a 1-0 count to Juan Matthews, who is grounded out twice and ended the sixth inning with a fielder's choice in his last at-bat. Now Pulido kicks and fires. Sliced back and foul, ricocheting off the netting out of play. Count evens at 1-1. One gone, 1-1 the count, one man aboard, 5-1 Threshers lead here in the ninth. Pulido deals. Called strike two, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, dotting the eye on the outside corner as the count drops to 1-2.
The pitcher's called strike. The batter's challenging.
But Francisco Gonzalez on the challenge, and the pitch is a strike, so Tampa is out of challenges.
Tampa has zero challenges remaining.
Tarpons 0-for-2 on their challenges. Threshers 1-for-1. And now it's a one-ball, two-strike count to Juan Matthews. Pulido gives Urania a quick checkup on first. Now deals. Oh, that gets Juan Matthews. And a slipped fastball complicates the base pass, putting Matthews on the first base bag on a two-strike count. So Matthews replaces Urania on first as Angel moves to the second base bag. Second batter plunked today, and that is going to prompt a mound visit from the catcher, Cody Shoji Naga, ahead of Willie Montero's at-bat in the ninth inning. And that got Matthews right on the backside, as we see by the replay. Well, look at the major league scores, with the Phillies taking an early victory over the New York Yankees. Ranger Suarez picking up win number 8 in the Bronx. One run allowed over about 6 innings. Some more finals from the big leagues, just 2 more. Blue Jays leading the Tigers, beat the Tigers 6-1 in a battle of 60-win AL teams. And in an AL Central battle, part of a doubleheader between the Guardians and Royals, the Cleveland Guardians, who are leading game 2-6-4, fell in game 1-5-3 to the Kansas City Royals. 1-0 to Juan Matthews, the first pitch breaker from Pulido, missed the strike zone. 2 on, 1 out. Threshers shifted for the double play with the second baseman Roberts pinched up the middle. 1-0 to Montero, slider misses, count 2-0. Willie Montero singled in his last at-bat. And he's 1-for-3 on the day. 2-0 the pitch as Pulido kicks and fires. Fastball line, diving stop by Villavicencio. Goes to second, and the ball sails into right field. One run will score as Urania will head home on the error. Spikerman is there to pick up the loose baseball as the score lifts to 5-2. Juan Matthews moving to third on the air will be an E6 that ends up scoring Urania. So the run on that Pulido allowed here is not earned. Great stop by Villavicencio, but the throw a bit to the left of Roberts at second, as John Spikerman did a great job of backing up the infield to recover that baseball. But Montero now on first, Matthews on third with one out in the ninth, and out of the dugout comes Gustavo Armas. And we'll take a look at some more MLB scores as Francisco Gonzalez comes to break up the mound meeting. Bottom of the eighth in Cincinnati, Reds leading the Rays 4-2. In the Crosstown Classic, 3-0 lead for the Cubs over the White Sox on the south side in the top of the eighth inning. Pirates lead the D-backs 2-0 in the bottom seven. Orioles blanking the Rockies 9-0 in the bottom seventh. And a 4-4 tie between the Braves and Rangers after six. Bottom of the sixth inning in Minnesota, Nationals lead the Twins 5-2. Marlins leading the Brewers 7-3 through six. Dodgers trailing to the Red Sox at Fenway 4-2 in the bottom six as Pulido checks on the runner at first base in advance of the Wilson Rodriguez at bat. 2-1 lead for the Padres over the Cardinals bottom six. 2-0 Astros over the A's in the top of the six. Guardians leading the Royals in the doubleheader 6-4. And the Mets and Giants just getting started in Queens, scoreless in the top of the first. 1-0 to Wilson Rodriguez as the fastball misses from Pulido. Runners on the corners, one out in the ninth inning, 5-2, Threshers advantage. And that one is hit well out to right center field. Should be deep enough for a tag up and score as Juan Matthews comes home on the sacrifice fly by Wilson Rodriguez. Second run to score in the ninth inning. Both of them will be unearned. And Montero stays at first with two outs in the ninth. Take another look. Good piece of hitting from Rodriguez. Deep out to right center. Easy play from Spikerman, but not much he could do on the runner tagging. So two gone for Marshall Toole. And the league triples leader is the tying run with a 5-3 Threshers lead and two outs in the ninth inning. First pitch is a strike. Fastball stapled to the outside corner to make it an 0-1 count on Toole, who is still 0 for now 5 so far this series. 0-1 to Marshall Toole with Willie Montero leading off of first. This should do it. High hopper picked up by Fedebus. Over to Polito, and he gets to the first base bag in time to end the ball game. 5-3, the final score. Donjoni Polito won't get the save, but he seals the victory for the Threshers with a solid ninth inning for Clearwater. Tarpons trail 5-3. Giuseppe Velasquez picks up the victory, and Alan Facundo will take the loss for the Tampa Tarpons. Fourth win in a row for the Clearwater Threshers, as the Tarpons pick up a pair in the ninth inning. Final game of the home leg of the series will be tomorrow before the Threshers travel to Tampa for three more. No game on Thursday before the road trip to Bradenton. And on Wednesday, there will be a doubleheader between the Threshers and Tarpons following the regular 6:30 start on Tuesday. Unfortunately, there will be no broadcast, as that is not a possibility in the Tarpons' current home stadium. But I will have a recap posted on our X account at Threshers, as well as our website at threshersbaseball.com. 5-3 win, as the Threshers have now outscored the Tarpons 10-3 in the first two games of this series, which, if you count the 6-3 game series that the Threshers have played this season, that is the 11th series win of the Clearwater Threshers this season. They take the first two handily against these Tampa Tarpons. 5 runs on 8 hits and an error for the Threshers. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Tampa Tarpons. Number 2 is a pretty big one in this ballgame. Second win of the series. And for Nico Pouakagrego, the number 2 defined his stat line. He hit a home run, his second at BayCare Ballpark, hit his second multi-hit game of the season, and drove in 2 runs for the 4th time this year. He is standing by with our dugout reporter, Jesse Rodriguez, where we go live.
Congratulations on the win. For the Threshers Podcast Network, I'm Jesse Rodriguez. Josh, back to you, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse, and a big thanks, of course, to Nico Pouakagrego, Two hits, two RBIs, including his first home run since Independence Day 2024. Giuseppe Velasquez picks up his first win of the season. And as we wrap things up, let's show you how this one happened. Pitching defined the game at the start as hits came at a premium in today's contest until late in the ballgame. Trent Farquhar got the first of the game in the first inning after Elidio Fedebus drew a walk. Cody Shojinaga reached on an error as that ball went under the legs of Owen Cobb, allowing the run to score from third. 1-0 Threshers, and John Spikerman would try to extend that lead in the third inning, hitting a one-out triple before Elidio Fedebus drove him home on a sacrifice fly. The speed of John Spikerman was on full display today as he picked up his 10th steal of the season later on. Juan Villavicencio picked up a hit, his first of the series, getting a knock in the fourth inning after the Threshers had made it 2-0, advancing on an error to second before a run scored in that fourth frame. Villavicencio had a nice game in the field as well, despite a late error for the Clearwater Threshers. Great defense was on display all game long, with great plays coming from just about everywhere. Nice plays in the outfield. Puaka Grego was dominant over at third base. And a couple of walks led to another run in the fifth inning for the Threshers. RBI number 31 on the season for Cody Shojinaga. And I don't know which part of Shoji's game was better today, but my vote is behind the plate. Two near perfect throws to catch both Tarpon's runners attempting to steal. He was just lights out from behind the dish today. And then, of course, the biggest hit of the game came from Nico Puaka Grego. Destroyed a home run over the right field wall, his first of the season, third as a Thresher. And that got the run that Tampa scored in the top of the sixth right back. Then a bunt single from John Spikerman sparked another rally in the seventh inning. He'd end up stealing second. Spikerman has now stolen 10 bases without getting caught this season. Threshers picked up another run in the eighth inning on an Nico Puaka Grego single, and despite two unearned runs allowed in the ninth, they held on for a 5-3 win. Again, Velasquez with his first win of the year, and Alan Facundo with his first loss of the year. That's going to do it for the broadcast tonight. Threshers go for their second consecutive series sweep as they look to take down the Tampa Tarpons at noon on Sunday. For myself and the rest of the Threshers Broadcast Network, my name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the very best production crew that has ever broadcasted a game on television, I want to say thank you for joining us and making the Threshers Broadcast Network a part of your Saturday night. Thank you all again for tuning in, and hopefully you'll join us tomorrow at noon for the series finale. Thanks again for tuning in, and please enjoy your Saturday night.